CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Laura Fitzgerald. Fool spring or the pollinating? If you've spent any time in the Sacramento area, you may be familiar with the region's many, many seasons. We don't just have spring, summer, fall, and winter here, my friends. We also get spring of deception, summer of fire, and false fall, just to name a few. Which brings us back to our current situation. California and much of the western U.S. is baking under a heat wave, which has already shattered some record temperatures, and is raising concerns about everything from the state snowpack to wildfire season. But how unusual is the warm weather for this time of year? And what could the impacts be for the rest of 2026? To start off, we're joined by KCRA meteorologist Tamara Berg with the latest forecasts for our region. Welcome to Insight, Tamara.
Thank you, Laura. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for coming in. So why has it been so hot? What's been driving these conditions?
Well, you probably have seen a lot of the headlines, and one of the major things that's been kind of trapping the heat, let's say, in the Sacramento Valley has been this heat dome. And the way you can really kind of look at that is there's this big dome of high pressure, and it's basically camping out over Northern California. And it's like if you were boiling water on your stovetop and then you put a lid on top of it, where's the heat go? Mm-hmm. It all just stays in the same place as it continues to boil the water. And that's exactly how we got started in this heat and the extended heat spell that we saw starting back on the 15th of March.
Got it. So what do March temperatures usually look like in the Sacramento region? And what have the highs been looking like during this spell? How has it been different?
Yeah, so the seasonable normal for the month of March is typically about 65 degrees. And, you know, that goes up a little bit as we get towards the end of the month. But now, because of just how warm it's been and unseasonably warm, the average high now, if we were to end March today, would be 77.2 degrees. And that's how you get those numbers, by taking all of the days we've had in the month of March so far, the highs we've hit, and averaging it out. That's way above where we should be.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. That's quite a difference. Have we had a streak of unseasonably warm weather like this in recent years in Sacramento?
Yeah, you know, it's not uncommon to see a stretch of very, very warm conditions. And just to refresh everybody, you know, different areas, different regions of the state have different definitions of what a heat wave is. Now, a heat wave is typically anytime temperatures jump above normal by certain degree extent. Sure, we've been above normal, but the threshold for Sacramento, you have to be 100 degrees for three consecutive or more days.
Oh,
we have not hit 100. So when people think about summer heat, that's when you start to think the term heat wave. This has just been an unseasonably stretch of warm weather.
Especially for March.
Yeah.
So how does the Sacramento region compare to other areas around the state when it comes to what's normal and what we've been seeing these last few weeks?
Yeah, you know, when you look at San Francisco is a good example. They hit 90 degrees last week. I believe it was on Friday that they did that. That's never been seen before in San Francisco in the month of March. So they smashed an all-time high. You had areas of San Diego and also into Southern California like L.A., close to 100 degrees for the middle of March. That's not common. And anytime you have a beach day, let's say in Los Angeles, and it gets above 90 degrees for 2 to 3 days, that can be a heat wave because their threshold's different than ours.
I see. So have we set or broken any temperature records with this hot spell we've seen this month?
We certainly have. Yeah, actually going all the way back to March 15th, that's when things really kicked off. We actually tied the record that day. And as I'm looking at my calendar here of notes, we actually did see the all-time hottest March day in Sacramento tied, and that went back to a Wednesday on the 18th of March at 88 degrees. Not only did we do it on that Wednesday, we also did it again on the 20th of March on Friday, hitting 88 degrees. Now, there were chances that we could have went to 90 last week. We didn't go there. If we'd done that, that would have ultimately smashed, of course, the hottest all-time March record in Sacramento.
Wow. So we just came out of a warm weekend. What does the upcoming forecast look like? What can we expect?
Yeah, so for the next 7 days in my forecast, temperatures are easing down, but we're still running above normal. So perspective here is last week we had some of those records that were 20 to 25 degrees above normal. This week we're looking at those going 10 to 15 degrees above normal. So still unseasonably warm. I just don't think we're going to break as many records this week as we did last week, and the trend is going downward, especially from the weekend and into next week.
I see. Folks might get a break here,
it
sounds like.
Yes.
We haven't seen a lot of rain this year. Are rain and snow still a possibility this month?
You know, I think probably for March, we're going to close the door on that. But maybe as we set up into April, the longer range models, the European model, the American model that I look at on a daily basis, does have potential for some rain and high elevation snow potentially from the 1st of April through about the 4th. Now, again, as meteorologists, we always talk about that being kind of the fantasy range. Mm. We just have to see those models kind of hold together. And hopefully, if we can get this dominant ridge of the heat influencer out of here and get those storms to come in, we would start to see a turn next April.
I see. Okay. So looking out a little further, is this any indication of what the summer could look like? Should we be expecting to have to crank our air conditioners up?
You know, it's interesting that you say that because I've had a lot of folks, you know, they come to me in the grocery store or at my gym or just being out and about and they think, oh, this is setting us up for an atrocious summer. We can't go off of this. This is just an unusually warm period. In March, we have seen in climate history things happen like this before, and then we can see a big turn of events. So I would say I would not be putting money on the summer being unseasonably warm all summer long.
Okay. Well, I mean, for me personally, that's good news. But depending on what, you know, what most folks here know to expect a pretty warm summer. And speaking of that, I mean, what safety tips, reminders should people keep in mind when spending time outdoors, especially when we're, you know, seeing these unseasonably high temperatures?
Yeah, even just on my drive here to Sacramento State, you know, there's a lot of construction. You see a lot of folks that are out there in the direct sunlight. You want to be in the light colored, loose fitted clothing. That's something good. That's breathable. Cotton breathes easier on the body. Hydration, you know, water. It's safe to say that we have to remind ourselves not only daily to drink water, but when it is a little bit overly warmer than normal, you should probably be drinking more of it. And those electrolytes are important. And then also just strenuous activity. You want to limit that strenuous activity outside and try to do things when it's cooler in the day versus the heart of the afternoon.
I see. Got it. Great reminders.
Yes.
Tamara, thank you very much for joining us on Insight today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Tamara Berg is a meteorologist with KCRA, giving us an update on the latest forecast. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking about 2026's weather whiplash and what the current heat wave says about the next couple of months. Now, at this point, I want to bring in Michael Anderson. He's the California State climatologist. Welcome to Insight.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So for people that aren't familiar with your job, what does the state climatologist do?
Right. So the state climatologist is a cooperative position between the state and the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration to be the point of contact for NOAA's climate services and weather folks to connect with a local subject matter expert for the state. So I fill that role. Making sure that we're getting the data connected where we need to.
Got it. And so maybe we can start here. What sets California's climate apart from other states? What makes it different?
Right. So we have what's called a Mediterranean climate, and that's defined by a well-defined cool season where most of the precipitation falls, and then a dry season where warm and dry. So for California, our wet season starts in the month of October and runs through April. 90% of our water year precip falls in that window. Then from May to September, we may have some thunderstorms that drop a little bit of rain here and there, occasional decaying tropical system in the fall. But otherwise, when the rain goes away in May, we don't expect to see it again until the new water year.
Mm-hmm. How unusual has this year been? How have things played out over the past few months and what sets it apart?
Right. So what we've seen are a lot of dry days through our wet season, interrupted by some rather punctuated storm activity. So this year it started in October, and we actually had an on-time start to our water year. Haven't had that in recent years, so nice to get that going. And then we had a really good storm in November, that had some really interesting components to it, including the remains of some moisture from an East Pacific hurricane that really dumped a lot of rain in parts of Southern California. We had the flooding during Christmas week with heavy rains. But boy, in the new year, not a whole lot. We did have this cold storm in February, dumping a lot of snow, but right on its heels was a warm storm in Northern California that really moved the snowpack from a stable state into a state ready to melt, so that when the dry, warm weather showed up, the snow melted rapidly.
Yeah, as a skier, I can say this was a very unpredictable ski season when it came to snow conditions up in the Sierra Nevada. I'm wondering, are we just essentially pressing fast forward on the seasons then and seeing everything pushed up this year?
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it, because here we have our March temperatures that are looking more like June. And with that rapid setup for melt with the snowpack, we're seeing conditions we'd normally see in May that we're seeing now. So our peak snowpack, instead of being April 1, really will be back there in late February.
Mm-hmm. So, Michael, last year California saw average or cooler than normal conditions, but this year we're baking under record heat. What causes those swings from year to year so quickly?
Right. So, a number of contributing factors. One includes the Pacific Ocean, a huge body of water that's right next door to us. And ocean conditions really help set up the weather circulation. So where we see highs and low pressures form. This winter, it's been set up so that we've had that high pressure on our doorstep or overhead. Only a few times has it backed off, and that's allowed those storms to come in. As we move into summer, we have those opportunities then for these type of conditions where a high pressure sets in, you heat building up under it that doesn't have a chance to dissipate. So given how the ocean fluctuates and then the setup of those highs and lows really give us the wild variability that California sees year to year.
Mm-hmm. This heat, it's also created major concerns about California's snowpack, like you mentioned earlier. It's a major source of the state's water supply. Officials said last week the snow is melting at an average of 1% per day. What do the current conditions look like up there?
That is still holding. So today, based on our snow pillows, we are down to 29% of average of what we would expect on this date. And that's getting close enough to April 1. It's about 29% of what would be our normal peak snowpack.
So, and I remember in 2015, California's lowest recorded snowpack, it was that year, about 11 years ago. I think it was just 5% of average. Are we facing the same conditions this year?
Right. So no, we, so 2015 was really a unique year in that the snow really never got a chance to accumulate. We had two really big warm storms, one in December, one in February, but otherwise really didn't get much precip at all. So no snowpack really formed. This year, we've had the wet weather. We've had snow on the ground and it's just melting early because of that warm storm getting the pack ready to melt. And then a lot of sunshine and heat to get it going and continue. So while we're not likely to get down to that 5% statewide, we'll be in the neighborhood of the next two in our record book. And that was 2014 and 1977 when we were only 25% of average.
Mm-hmm. In January, California was declared drought-free for the first time in 25 years. But given the state of things, could there be another drought on the horizon?
Hard to tell with California because of that wild year-to-year variability. However, usually if you go back and we look at our droughts and we see that first dry year, this one has a lot of characteristics that set up like that. So we look at where we're at this year, where the snow's melted early, but reservoirs are above average in storage, and past wet years have given us a little buffer in our groundwater system. So we'll watch how the year progresses, how the different storages evolve by the time we get to the end of the dry season. And then we'll look ahead to the new water year to see how it's looking in terms of whether this was just a one-year blip or the potential start of another multi-year dry spell.
Finally, Michael, what do you want people to keep in mind as we move on throughout the year and what conditions will look like?
Right. So as we head into the dry season, we just remind people to be attentive to those weather forecasts, particularly here in spring. Things can change kind of rapidly. Also, to make it easier to get through these dry spells, we suggest everybody just keep conservation as a state of mind, and it makes it easier when things go dry to get through that time.
Mm-hmm. A great reminder. Michael, thank you so much for joining us here on Insight.
Thank you for having me.
Michael Anderson is the California State Climatologist. We've been talking about the larger impacts of a heat wave that has been baking California and much of the western U.S. Up next, a billionaire wealth tax and voter ID mandates. Those are two ballot measures that California voters could decide on this November. We'll break down these initiatives and how voters are feeling about them. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Laura Fitzgerald. We'll be right back.